Well, global deal makers are having a record-breaking year as the surging stock market continues to drive confidence and as interest rates remain at historic lows, making borrowing for acquisitions cheap and plentiful. This has helped global mergers and acquisitions hit a total of $2.4 trillion so far in 2021. Joining me now with some insight on whether local M&A activity is tracking global growth is partner at Herbert Smith Freehills, Rudolf Duplessis. Rudolf, thank you very much for your time this evening. I imagine that this figure in South Africa is somewhat more subdued.
Good evening. Yes, unfortunately for all of us, that seems to be the case. South Africa certainly seems to be lagging behind the rest of the world. Whenever I speak to M&A partners in the rest of our offices, they are all really busy, especially in places like London and Hong Kong, for example. But certainly in South Africa, things seem to be lagging.
Rudolf, are these deals taking place globally, deals of confidence? In other words, companies getting together, they see great things, they think we're better together, or there's probably a bit of a hostile activity. Or is it a matter of necessity where companies have come out of the pandemic rather badly and need to be taken over and sort of make themselves available for M&A in order to survive?
You know, I think that there's definitely a bit of that where companies, you know, do need to do something to be able to survive. So I think that there's definitely some distressed M&A. So that I think drives part of it. But I do think that a lot of it is opportunistic M&A, you know, just normal M&A activity. People with a lot of cash coming out of the pandemic that are looking for opportunities to grow. So I think that that's also driving activity. I think there are a number of factors that drive that. But I do think that the one thing is that people seem to have realized that, you know, the pandemic is here to stay, and it doesn't help for us to wait until the pandemic is gone. So people are just deciding to do transactions, and that seems to be driving a lot of the M&A activity as well.
I mean, also what helps certainly is, as we mentioned in the introduction, is very cheap money and very cheap debt. Is this something that you've seen before in your career in mergers and acquisitions, or is this really fairly unprecedented?
I think certainly what's happening internationally, this is really, it seems to be a real M&A boom. So certainly from that point of view, I think that the access to capital, et cetera, all of that is, you know, I haven't seen that in quite a while. So certainly that is something that is, I think something to be excited about. And hopefully South Africa will get there as well.
Well, what would we need to get there? I just spoke to Etienne Leroux from RMB about their business confidence index, which has rallied quite significantly. But we were talking about the things that investors need. They need policy certainty. They need a stable electricity supply. They need more bandwidth. and we're not really getting that yet. So do you see investors or foreign investors looking at South Africa and thinking, until we see any signs that is going to be rolled out, we would turn our attention elsewhere?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a factor. Obviously, there are people out there that are looking for opportunities, but they don't seem to be looking at South Africa at the moment. So there are a number of factors, I think, that influence that. The one is obviously the pandemic and the consequences of the pandemic. I think that still means that people are looking at safer markets. But I do think that it will help if the business confidence, as you say, is at the 3-year high. So certainly that would help. Policy certainty, I think, is something that would help. But I think at the moment, people are looking for safer havens, and that's why South Africa is still not on that list. And in fact, I think that that's generally true for Africa, for African M&A transactions. So, there are a number of things on the positive side that I think would get people into M&A transactions in Africa. I think the presence of private equity buyers, for example, are certainly, that's a factor that would bring people back to South Africa. But there are a number of things that I think we still need to do to be able to attract investors, which at the moment we're not doing. And something like Eskom and the lack of supply, electricity supply, is certainly something that I think would be a concern for international investors.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, Rudolf. Thanks very much for the quick chat this evening. Rudolf Duplessis is from Herbert Smith Freehills.